Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Mike Sands with Informa Economics. Back with Mike in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Mike Sands is Senior Vice President for Informa Economics, specializes in the cattle and beef arena for Informa. He indicates that 2014 saw a significant snap back in the rebuilding of the U.S. beef cow herd, where we had so many cows culled in that 2010-2012 time frame because of significant drought. He says we're right here in the middle of the epicenter of all this rebuilding in Texas, Oklahoma.
We certainly are, and obviously it's not forgotten by anybody in the cattle business in this part of the world. From here all the way to the West Coast, there are still lingering effects of the drought, and that does have some ongoing implications about how much expansion we really might see. It's still a very delicate balance. We got to continue to see favorable pasture conditions, good pond water, all of those types of things that we're typically looking at this time of year. So it's not a slam dunk yet by any stretch of the imagination, but at least we have seen some rather significant improvements over the last couple of years.
You alluded to the fact that we've got a much bigger calf crop. It seems like that we are seeing some folks really consciously pare back on the available beef in order to try to add to these cow numbers and heifer numbers rather quickly.
Yeah, I think that's been a major contribution to the cutback in beef production that we saw last year. Overall output was down about 5%, and that's a rather significant decline. We're at historic low levels, and part of that decline was certainly a function of heifer retention. So there's no doubt that that did have an impact on those short-term supplies. Mm-hmm. Now, looking out a little bit longer term, we've got some major challenges. Even though beef does not look like it's going to, in terms of output, expand very much this year and maybe not a lot next year, we have significantly larger competing meat supplies that we got to worry about. More pork, more chicken. It's priced at considerable discounts to beef in the meat case. That's going to be a drag. Plus, the export markets with the strength in the dollar are posing some real challenges, too. So supplies a little bit larger and at least some questions on the demand side.
Cattle market watcher for Informa Economics for a bunch of years, Mike Sands. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up this Friday, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction, starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232, or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 33,000 head, including 6,700 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 13,800 weaned calves, and 2,500 calves on cows. If you want to know details about when a specific lot may sell or more information about the offerings in general, give them a call, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At your Beef Buzz, have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.